today we're here to announce the extension of Patrick through 2020. And for a player who's made the Pro Bowl all three of his three seasons in the NFL, only one other Cardinal has done that, and that's Ollie Mattson, who played for us many years ago. His name's up in the Ring of Honor, and that's a goal here with Patrick as well. So I'll turn it over to Patrick to answer a few questions and make some remarks.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank God for, first and foremost, for putting me in this position. Secondly, Mr. Bidwell, for cutting a check. and also, I just got word that Mr. Bidwell, the owner, he's having a birthday tomorrow. So I'm happy that we was able to get this done in time to give him a happy well, he's probably not excited about it.
He is.
But I'm happy we was able to get this done before his birthday. But I'd like to thank my beautiful wife that stuck by my side. Endless hours, you know, putting in the work with me as I progress as a young player.
How big a deal was it to you to be the highest paid cornerback?
It's a big deal. You know, I think I have done a lot in my career, my young career, to be recognized as the best, not only the best cornerback in the league, but being recognized as the highest paid cornerback in the league. I think my body of work is only going to get better, you know, and those guys, not only Richard, but Joe Hayden, those guys set the standard very high early in the spring, you know, by getting those monster deals. But it was definitely very important for me to be, because I always had visions that I wanted to be, always wanted to be the highest paid cornerback to ever play the game. And now that I am, it feels so surreal.
We're excited about Patrick Peterson and what he brings to the table. 24 years old, 48 straight starts. In my humble opinion, there isn't another corner in the league that has his size, speed, explosiveness, athleticism, ball skills. So, and then on top of that, Pat would probably be the first to tell you he hasn't even scratched the surface yet, which is actually scary, considering the fact that he can redefine the position.
Do you enjoy all the back and forth that has gone on over the last couple of months? On Twitter that all the fans have been.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think to me, I don't know how he feels about it, but I think it's just fun, healthy competition. You know, I'm having fun with it. Sometimes it seems like he's a little salty about it, but it is what it is. Like I said, I don't have any problems with Richard. I don't have any beef with him. I'm having fun. I don't know if he's having fun, but I think it's just going to make me take my game to the next level. I guess it'll be must-watch TV when we play Seattle.
Patrick Bruce said a little bit ago that money can make some people relax and change, but said that's not you. Is this just extra motivation for you?
Definitely. Extra motivation for me, not only for me, but my family, because I want to be in the Hall of Fame one day. I mean, I have bigger goals, you know, than a massive contract. You know, like I told you guys before, I haven't been to the playoffs since I've been here. I had one winning season since I've been here. I want to bring a championship to this city, to this organization, to the community, and because I've been here when we was down. And last year we had a okay year because we didn't get in the playoffs. But I want to be here to hoist that Lombardi Trophy. I don't know when it's going to be. It can be this year, next year, 5 years from now, whenever the case may be. I want to be here to hoist that with these guys up here, with Steve and Mr. Bidwell and senior as well, and you know, and watching the transformation that not only this team is making, but the facility, you know, going in with putting in a new cafeteria, updating the meeting rooms, and things like that. So it's definitely a joy to know that I'm gonna be here for a much longer time, and to watch this thing unfold.
Do